I'm Bryce Young, and this is CNN 10.
What's up, lovely people? It's the best day of the week, Friday, or as you could say, Fry-yay. I'm still here in Kansas City covering the NFL draft, and can I just say that you all are awesome. I got to meet some students and teachers, like Mr. Johnson, a big-time Steelers fan, and thanks for the love from Miss Wilson from SM South High, Mr. Cordell from Leewood Middle, and the Horizon Academy, you rock. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. Let's go. In a narrow final vote, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday that would raise the nation's debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is the total amount of money the government is authorized to borrow. The package raises the nation's debt limit by an additional $1.5 trillion, up from the more than $31 trillion where it currently stands. But the plan raises the ceiling in return for spending cuts that are effectively conditions that would take money away from President Joe Biden's agenda. And while this measure was passed from the Republican-led House, it is seen as dead on arrival in the Democratic-led Senate. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Republicans, well, they're looking to negotiate with Democrats and President Biden. But President Biden reiterated that he would not meet with McCarthy on extending the debt limit, saying it's, quote, not negotiable, unquote. The White House says that Republicans are holding the economy hostage and slashing programs that hurt the American people. For his part, though, Speaker McCarthy has said the president is putting the economy in jeopardy and that the House has done its job by passing a bill to avoid default. So why does this all matter? Well, analysts believe that not raising the debt ceiling could be catastrophic, where the economy can hit a freeze, millions of jobs would be lost, and interest rates and loans would spike. In recent years, the debt ceiling debate has been seen as a political tug of war where the American people, well, they're the ones always on the losing end. Our Christine Romans has more.
Every day, the U.S. draws closer to the so-called X date, when it runs out of money to pay all the bills. The debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion was hit January 19th. Unable to borrow more money, the Treasury Department is using so-called extraordinary measures, moving money around, delaying some investments to make sure everything is paid. And sometime soon, as quickly as early June, the accounting tricks run out and the U.S. risks defaulting on its obligations. Now, assuming interest payments get top priority, every family would face cuts. Social Security payments could be delayed. Veterans could receive an IOU instead of benefits. Federal employees could be furloughed. And it would be catastrophic for financial markets, where the creditworthiness of the United States is the cornerstone of the global financial system. A default on the debt would trigger market crashes that would crush business and consumer confidence, that could further shock the financial system and throw the economy into a recession. Treasuries could tank, interest rates spike, the dollar sink, and global economies reel. That is the reality Congress is sleepwalking toward, unless it raises the debt ceiling. Now, Congress has raised the limit 78 times since 1960, 49 times under Republican presidents, 29 times under Democrats. But in recent years, it has become a political football in a game where the American people are the losing team.
10-second trivia. Which of these countries has not performed a controlled landing on the moon? United States, the former Soviet Union, China, or Japan? Raise your hand if you said Japan. No moon landing for them, but a Japanese commercial company attempted a landing this week. Hakuto R, a lunar lander from Japan, would touch down on the moon this week. At least that was the plan. iSpace, which is a Japanese firm, launched it on a SpaceX rocket back in December. From Cape Canaveral, Florida, it then entered orbit around the moon. Taking 3 months for it to get there, the plan was to land Tuesday afternoon. But flight controllers lost communication with the craft, leading officials to assume that it was lost or even crashed. Hakuto R was supposed to release a data-collecting rover, even a robot the size of a tennis ball, but before it did, the mission was over. This could have been historic, landing this craft upon the moon, being the first by a private company. Perhaps another will try again soon. Next up, a rarely talked about aspect of the Russian invasion on Ukraine. It has taken a huge and sad toll for so many people in the region, but what about the animals that need to be saved as well? Well, fear not. There's actually a pair of veterinarians bunkered underground and aiding all sorts of wildlife, from snakes to owls to parrots, guinea pigs, even monkeys. During their rescue efforts, they've even had to dodge a few Russian bullets. Just 1 week after the invasion, they cared for about 400 rescued animals in their clinic. Meet Leonid and Valentina Stianov, two of our very own CNN heroes.
We are Leonid and Valentina Stianov, exotic and wildlife veterinarians. We're here right now in Ukraine, in Odessa.
All our family, mother, father, have to leave Ukraine, but we decided for us that we stay here and help animals.
This is our hospital.
Come on, very cool.
We are almost underground. This safe place for us and for animals. We usually have unusual animals. For example, turtles, chameleons, different parrots, guinea pigs, and monkeys. When invasions come, we help dogs and cats. A lot of people think that all this situation in Ukraine will be 3-4 days. So a lot of people just close animals in apartments, in houses, and think that everything will be fine. After 1-2 weeks, it is become very big problem. Neighbors start hear how a lot of different animals around them screaming. Each rescue, it's so tough and at the same time very touching, because each animal for us, it's like a members of our family.
We buy tons of dog food, cat food, and go to shelters. We feed maybe 600 dogs. So we go to front line and vaccinated and feed dog, cats, and Russian army a lot of times shooting our car and bomb it. And we have a lot of holes in our car. We have a lot of work, a lot of animals, a lot of people dying, a lot of our friends dying. Our vet crew family, it's our
social media,
it helped us.
Of course, they sent a lot of donations to our foundation, but most important things for us become kind messengers, because a lot of people, you know, just start write us, guys, hold on, you are heroes. It's huge, huge support, and we are very, very, very grateful for all this.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is on and popping. A baby moose on the loose in Alaska popped into a movie theater, and the story gets even butter. The movie theater manager says the moose probably smelled popcorn and for about 5 minutes was rummaging all around, eating any kernel of corn it could get. Employees even eventually shouting for the hungry moose to leave. Poor fella, just wanted to catch a flick and a little happy meal too. Well, that's about all we have time for now. The weekend is upon us, and it's not just the end of the week, it's the end of the month too. Can you believe it'll already be May on Monday? Time flies, so maximize these moments, lovely people. Before we go, our special shout out is going to Gate City High School in Gate City, Virginia. Rise up. Let's all go out and do something to make the world a bit of a better place, shall we? Even if it's just taking the time to make someone smile today. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.